I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. The White House said on Tuesday it's pausing federal grants and loans, and Democrats said they are planning to fight back. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Trump administration has ordered a funding freeze as it starts an across-the-board review of the nation's spending. The pause on federal grants and loans could affect trillions of dollars while causing widespread disruption in everything from healthcare research to education programs. Independent groups warn the freeze will hold up virtually all federal funding for programs in every community.
The blast radius of this terrible decision is virtually limitless.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer calls it cruel, and since Congress had already authorized the spending,
it's illegal.
An administration memo says all federal spending must comply with the president's executive orders that look to undo progressive steps. The freeze will not affect Medicare or Social Security benefits, and students who rely on federal financial aid are not expected to see any disruption. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The decision is causing confusion and panic among organizations that rely on Washington for their financial lifeline. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday that President Trump has invited him to the White House on February 4th. This will make Netanyahu the first foreign leader to travel to Washington during Trump's second term. The visit comes as the U.S. is pressuring Israel and Hamas to continue a ceasefire that has paused a devastating 15-month war in Gaza. Talks about the ceasefire's second phase are scheduled to begin the day before Netanyahu's visit. This is VOA News. Villages, towns, and cities in southern Syria have been under the control of Israeli forces for more than a month, and local people now fear Israeli troops have come to stay. Jan Boschat reports from the city Al-Bath in an area of Syria bordering the occupied Golan Heights.
On the same December day Bashar al-Assad's regime fell, Israeli forces entered the city. Israeli forces have taken control of the area designated as a buffer zone within Syrian territory, established under the 1974 armistice that ended the war between the two countries. Tanks, soldiers, military checkpoints, and outposts now occupy this zone, which is officially under UN control. Israel says the occupation is temporary, but residents fear it may not be. Yan Boisha, VOA News, Al-Bahaf, Syria.
Demonstrators in the Democratic Republic of Congo on Tuesday attacked foreign embassies in Congo's capital to protest rebel advances in the east. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Protesters have attacked embassies in Kinshasa, including those of Rwanda, France, and Belgium, demanding that they oppose the advance of Rwanda-backed rebels into a major city in the conflict-ridden east. Police fired tear gas at protesters as they approached the embassies, looting and setting fires to buildings. Congo security forces are trying to slow the rebels, who recently advanced into the key eastern city of Goma in a major conflict escalation. The UN warns that the humanitarian situation in eastern Congo is deteriorating. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said on Tuesday she was under investigation for her country's surprise release of a Libyan police officer wanted by the International Criminal Court. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Meloni said in a message posted on social media, she was being investigated for allegedly aiding and abetting a crime and for misuse of public funds. Osama al-Masri Najim was freed last week and flown home by an Italian state aircraft, just days after being detained under an ICC arrest warrant for alleged crimes against humanity. The ICC has demanded an explanation for his release, saying it had not been consulted over the decision. Meloni is under no obligation to resign, and being placed under investigation in Italy does not imply guilt or mean that formal charges will necessarily follow.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.